She pushes a glass door and guides us into what may be the warmest room in the building, the natatorium. It's like a sauna in here. As I look around, I understand why. Tropical plants stretch toward artificial lighting, and I recognize those massive hibiscus leaves from the island. I guess Jim wanted a little bit of home here. The large pool takes up most of the space, but a couple of hot tubs burble against a wall of windows that overlooks the snowy landscape. They likely add to the heat in the room. A bright purple light glows in each roiling tub. No sacrificial slab, huh? I ask. Kat shakes her head.
Not that I've seen.
While we're here, why don't we go for a dip? I take off my shirt and drop it onto a small glass tabletop as her eyes widen. She licks her lips and turns away.
I don't have my swimsuit on, and...
Her voice trails off because she can't say what she wants. And? And you'd rather die than swim with me? I prod. You'd sooner drown yourself on dry land than share any body of water with the dirty fruit fucker?
I take it you found Ezra's note?
She tries to hide her smirk and does a horrible job.
He told me about it when he went to your room.
I step closer to her, if for no other reason than to make her as uncomfortable as possible. I'm near enough that she should feel the heat radiating from my Florida tan skin. Oh, I found the note. Thank you for asking. When she turns and realizes we're nearly touching, her features shift. She looks almost scared. Her fingers quiver as she swipes a bead of sweat from her forehead.
Personal space.
She whispers, but she doesn't sound very sure of herself. I step closer and her fingers brush my chest. She lowers her hand and recoils as if she's just jammed her fist into a roaring fireplace. Before she can dart away, I lean closer and brush away the hair that's fallen over her forehead. My God, Kat, I say as I lick my lips. I never realized just how. She licks her lips, mimicking my action as she waits for me to finish the sentence. I clear my throat. I never realized how easy it would be to get under your thin skin. With a gravelly groan that is one part scream, she swats my hand away and storms toward the door. I call after her. Remember our deal? She flings the door wide, then turns back to look at me.
Fuck the deal. You can call me whatever the fuck you want, because for the rest of the trip, I'm staying as far from you as possible.
The door slams behind her, and I have to applaud Ezra and Jim for choosing a good glass company. A lesser door would have shattered. Good luck with that, kitten, I say with a smile. For the rest of this trip, my goal is to do the exact opposite. The more I'm around her, the more I can annoy her. Maybe I can even get her to leave early again. With a spring in my step, I head back to my room to get ready for dinner. Let the games begin.